Are we ready?
Yes.
As we're going to be, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to play Stab.
Roughly 24 to there 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab.
Yeah! Welcome to Stab. Yes, you guys ready to meet your contestants? Good. Coming to the stage right now, actually already on the stage, Mr. JoJo Lewis. Right next to him, just between him and another person, is Danielle Mandela. And then last but not least, we've got Jesse Jones, Uncle Jesse Jones. Welcome to Stab, everyone. Are you ready to play it?
Yeah!
I hope so, because we're getting ready to do it. Wrong button. This first segment is called Celebration Time. Each of the contestants were given a few random dates of happenstances that were going on this very date. And we want to ask you how you celebrate them. JoJo Lewis, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
JoJo Lewis, one time in 1988, during the war on drugs, U.S. President Ronald Reagan signs a bill into law allowing the death penalty for drug traffickers.
Oh, way. Really?
Yep. Previous to that, in 1493, way before 1943, 1493, Christopher Columbus first sights the island we now know as Puerto Rico.
Okie dokie.
How did you choose to honor this moment in time?
Okay, well, it's not that there's no obvious connection, so let me establish it. Ronald Reagan, probably the greatest president ever to live, and Christopher Columbus, they don't have a lot in common, but there is one thing they're good at, which is putting the fucking hammer down on people who want nothing more than to have a good time. Reagan be like, oh, you're going to give my people crack cocaine? Well, I'm going to give you some lethal injection juice, bitch. A little L.I.J. from the courtesy of Big Dog Ronnie Ray. And Columbus be like, it's me, Christopher Columbus. I'm a chopper off of your hands if you mess around and not give me gold.
Spot on impressions, by the way.
Point is, this is a day to celebrate how, historically, white people are just huge buzzkills. So, what I decided to do was first, I went down to just a bar by my house, and I started macing people. Just mace. Just lots of, just so much mace, you guys. Then I went to a dance club, and I popped open the condom machines, and I just, like, poked a hole in everyone and then just put them back because that's a good way to stop a party cold. And then I went to an orphanage and I kicked over that Oliver Twist pot they all seem to have in the center of the food place.
Yeah.
And because I feel that's in the spirit of all the white people who came before me who just want to ruin a good time.
All right. Thank you, JoJo. Wonderful. Danielle Mandela. This is your second appearance on the show.
Hi. Yes. Yeah. I'm talking into the microphone this time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. On a date close to this one in 1963, the first push-button telephone goes into service. Also on this date, very much close to this, in 1970, Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly was born. What did you do to celebrate?
John, there was nothing to celebrate. Nothing good came from either of these events. So I sat in a dark room and I cried for the fate of my unborn children. They'll remain unborn until we as a society have eradicated all traces of the regrettable events that seem to keep happening on this day. So I started a petition online if you go to forgetaboutit.org. And it's a petition that will officially have today's date removed from all of the calendars, which includes Western, Lunar, and Mayan. So that together we can all just forget this day ever happened.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you, Danielle. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1990, pop group Milli Vanilli are stripped of their Grammy Award because the duo did not sing at all on the Girl You Know It's True album.
Yeah.
One of my favorite albums, too. It was all sung by studio musicians.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. I think one of the guys actually killed himself as well.
Yes.
I don't know if it was Milli or Vanilli. But I don't think it matters. Yeah. Also on today's date, Judge Judy's husband, American judge and author Jerry Scheindlin, was born.
Mm-hmm.
he was a People's Court justice for a minute as well. Before Marilyn Mullion, the current sitting judge of People's Court. Sorry. Okay. What did you do to recognize the aforementioned events?
Well, it's funny how this worked out.
Is it?
It is. I'm actually in the process of moving right now, and while going through some of my old things, I just happened to stumble upon a handwritten court report transcript from a trial the 12-year-old me conducted in 1990. There were also some courtroom sketches included that seemed to depict the trial taking place on the 50-yard line at RFK Stadium. During what seems to be a ninja rocket fight. But I'm fairly certain I've never been to Washington, D.C., and some creative license may have been taken. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen of the court, in light of the overwhelming evidence presented here today by Gumby and his crack legal team of GoBots, my decision seems to be an easy one. Matt Tracker, you are being tried here today in Jesse Jones's awesome court of rad justice on the charge that in all of the adventures that you have had in my bedroom and front yard, your voice has been provided by Mr. Jones himself this entire time. The most damning of evidence being your own silence when called to the stand to defend yourself here today. When the Dinobots invaded the park last spring, She-Ra and Rainbow Bright trusted that you were the only one who could save the Play-Doh picnic, and you did. And no one questioned your command when you led the survivors of the collapsed pillow fort across the jump rope strung between the couch and the kitchen table. But today, as you stand, revealed to be no more than an instrument for a lonely, over-imaginative preteen. Well, I'm just glad that I wasn't able to save up more allowance and that the rest of your mobile armored strike command can't be here to see this. Matt Tracker from Mask, in case that was missed. Mask action figures on trial.
I'm like the movie, The Mask?
No.
Okay. Rocky? Go.
I believed in you. You and all of your fighting force. Man-at-Arms, Jim, Panthro, Starscream, The Green Lion, Sergeant Slaughter and Zaymot. Even reserve members, Funshine Bear, The Glowworm, and The Noid with Voltron's sword. But now, given these despicable accusations, I'm not sure what to believe in anymore. But in light of your service to this bedroom, the testimony of the last remaining pieces of my Optimus Prime on your behalf, and the mostly accidental discovery I made this Halloween while eating candy in bed, where experimentation with a fun-sized milk dud box, which curiosity and personal exploration led me to open at both ends, ultimately prompting me to discover my new favorite toy. Your sentence is hereby committed. Commuted. I meant commuted. It doesn't matter.
This next segment is called Reorganization. take this existing acronym. That's right. singular.
Yeah.
Usually we give each of you an acronym, but this time we gave all three of you one acronym to share between yourselves. The acronym you've all been given is BDSM. BDSM. We're going to start with you, JoJo Lewis.
BDSM now stands for Bunny Duck Suicide Mayhem. Bunny Duck Suicide Mayhem is the world's first deathmatch reality show, debuting exclusively on Animal Planet, where we'll have adorable, adorable bunnies and ducklings battling it out for barnyard supremacy. We will provide the bunnies and ducks with the latest in CQC combat techniques, military tactics, light and heavy ordnance training, while also placing them in an adorable underground fighting pit beneath a Petco. The battles between bunny and duck, which will obviously be racially charged, will be fought flipper and paw until there is only one winner who will receive a champion's Easter basket full of delicious, species-centric snacks. The loser, if still alive, will have to commit ritual suicide, at which point he will be flown to Buffalo County, South Dakota, which is the poorest county in America, where he will be used to feed a hoity-toity trailer family too good for a fancy dinner at the Sip and Go. BDSM coming this fall.
All right, thank you, JoJo. Thank you, BDSM.
What channel is that on? I want to watch that.
The Animal Planet.
Animal Planet.
Yeah. That's right. Danielle, the acronym you were also given was BDSM.
I had to look that up at work. So that was cool.
So you got fired.
Yeah. It now stands for Babies Don't Say Much. It's a non-denominational organization that provides a safe place where you go into a confessional and you can talk to their certified babies about whatever is on your mind. And they won't say anything judgmental or give you shitty advice because they can't talk because they're babies.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you. Thank you. I like the idea of that. I mean, I don't like the idea of babies being in confessionals, but...
Non-denominational, John.
Doesn't matter. It's a confessional. Jesse, the acronym you were given was also BDSM.
Yeah.
What does it stand for now?
This, surprisingly, sort of ties in to the end of the last prompt of mine.
Surprisingly, huh?
Yeah. BDSM stands for Basic Digital Self Manipulation.
Okay.
Congratulations on your completion of Introduction to Pressing Your Parts Firmly Onto Things. And welcome to Basic Digital Self Manipulation. Over the course of this 12-week program, we will cover the basics of digital self-manipulation through extensive lecture and lab activities. Chapters will include Thumb and Index, The Beginner's Grip. Don't worry, you didn't just pee. And Things Safe to Put You Into and to Put Into You. Please be sure to pick up your instructional material before proceeding to Chapter 7, Pornography, the Last Friend You'll Ever Need. These materials can usually be obtained either from the closet of an older friend or relative, or any abandoned, rain-soaked hobo pile near the railroad tracks.
That's true.
Near the railroad tracks behind your apartment. As you progress through this course, you will become prolific in basic, rudimentary function and maintenance. Once mastered, you will be ready to advance to your next course, Intermediate Groin Interconnectivity. This is where things get weird.
Jesse Jones, Daniel Mandela, JoJo Lewis. Can I give your last name? No? Okay. Montabolo. Is how you pronounce it?
Not even close.
Montabalo?
No.
Montabalo?
No, not that either.
Montabulous.
Let's just pretend it doesn't exist, like I do.
JoJo Lewis. Montabalo. Monte Carlo. Okay. That was reorganization. This is Stab. This next segment is called Department of Tourism. You've just been hired as the new director of your city's tourism board to promote more tourism to your city. Now make me want to go there. JoJo, the town you were given, is the town of the Battle of Normandy. Danielle Mandela, Scatopolis, not poop, the singing style. And
we'll see.
And Jesse Jones, the town you were given is, God damn it, Fig Newton Abbey.
Yeah.
JoJo, go ahead and start with the town of the Battle of Normandy.
I kind of misread the prompt.
Okay.
And just did the town of Normandy, which was I feel equally funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I'm the the director of the Department of Tourism for the town of Normandy. Here we go. Okay. This is the commercial. Look, I know what you're already going to say. Yeah, there's a big-ass wall of dead people. That's what everyone talks about. But we have other stuff. For one, we have a lot of good cheese. Like, if you like cheese, holy shit, dude. We got brie. We got whatever hipsters eat. Havarti, we have that one. We have Kraft. Good cheese. Also, we invented Swiss cheese. No one knows that. We gave it to Switzerland because Switzerland doesn't have anything going on for it, so we gave them Swiss cheese. Originally, we called Swiss cheese Petite Suisse, which means Swiss people are pricks. two, we're conveniently located right near the spot where Joan of Arc was burned at the stake. So, like, if you're against women's rights, this is like Mecca for you. And also, oddly, if you're against women's rights, Mecca is Mecca for you. Oh. Three.
That's funny.
We got these weird wooden things that were meant to hold birds that you can't shoot because back in the day we used birds to send messages. These messages were ironically called tweets. Four, we got all these old-ass buildings that have religious garbage in them, which, I mean, come on. You went to France to be pretentious on your vacation and look at historical things when all you really did was you just wanted to fuck random strangers. And then you end up with this weird form of chlamydia that they don't have in America. Like they say it isn't fatal, but you got shot this one time by your friend Little Skittle when he held out on the coke. And you were like, fuck you, Skittle. And Skittle was like, fuck you. And then he pulled out a 38 and said, and you said, I dare you to shoot me with that little purse gun. But you learned then you shouldn't challenge a person when he's on cocaine because he shot you in the dick. And now, you can get hard, but there's like a light whistling. Like you're with a chick and it sounds like wind going through a cave, but... But here's when you got shot, it felt like it was like burning because like your dick went septic for like 2 hours. And that's what this chlamydia feels like, which is weird because chlamydia isn't supposed to feel like anything except for cervical cancer. But you don't have like a cervix.
Oh, man.
You don't have a cervix. So it's just weird. But yeah, we got like churches or whatever. You can get drunk and eat cheese and we'll Photoshop you into a stock photo of the wall and you can say you had a nice vacation. So come on down to Normandy where the one thing you came to see is not the highlight of our travel brochures.
All right. JoJo Lewis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even though you misread it, you did a great job. You did well. While not following directions. So I just want to... It's like you found the way there. Just took a wrong road. Danielle Mandela, make us want to come to the thriving metropolis of Scatopolis. Scatopolis.
Follow the trail to Scatopolis. Our roots run deep with history. All the greats have scattered on our rich soil. Visit the childhood home of Louis Armstrong, where he spent many a summer on his front lawn, scatting the day away. Stop by the diner where a young Ella Fitzgerald used to work for tips, spicing up every dish she served with a dash of scat. Take a stroll through the apple orchard where all five temptations and three of the four tops learn to harvest their dreams through the power of scat. If you've ever wanted to scat in public but were too afraid to try, don't waste another minute. Come cop a squat in Scatopolis, where everybody scats.
Scatopolis. Not poop. The singing style.
Yep.
Jesse Jones, make us want to come to Fig Newton Abbey. Fig Newton Abbey. Puns. Fig Newton. All right.
On this, the 19th day of November, in the year of our Lord, 2014, your presence is requested by the House of Nabisco. Lord Orchard Crisp and Lady Lorna Doone, to attend the impending nuptials betwixt the Earl of Malamars and Lady Snackwells, which are to take place in the picturesque country estate of Fig Newton Abbey. Accommodation shall be arranged upon your arrival through the senior servant staff, headed by Honeymaid, with the assistance of Chef Ritz and Coachman Nilla Wafer. None of which shall be permitted to make direct eye contact with you or address you in any way unless previously addressed in kind. In attendance shall be great African safari game hunter, Duke of Triscuit, Lord Teddy Grahams, who shall regale the assemblage with tales of stalking the wild Oreo across the Serengeti Plains. Following the meal, Lord Crisps shall lead the gentleman through a rousing fox hunt astride the back of his trusty steed, Nutter Butter. Join the esteemed company to help bid farewell. A fine... to help bid the fine Earl of Malamars and Lady Snagwells a hearty Chips Ahoy as they set sail for the Orient, where they will vacation at the province of Wheat Thins to see a command performance of famed Oriental contortionist Zuzu Ginger Snaps. Leaving far behind the lavish estate of Fig Newton Abbey.
Fine job, gentlemen and lady. That was Department of Tourism. This is still Stab. This next segment, the fourth of five that we're having in the show, is called Penthouse Letter to the Editor. Contestants, write a hot and steamy letter to the editor of the following print periodicals. JoJo Lewis, you were given Pharmaceutical Technology. Danielle, you were given Entrepreneur Magazine. Jesse Jones, you were given Louisiana Cooking. JoJo Lewis, let's hear that hot and steamy letter to Pharmaceutical Technology.
May have done this one wrong also. I'm not getting paid. So.
That's true.
All right. Steamy letter to the editor, Pharmaceutical Technology. Dear Dr. Meredith Baxter, head editor of PharmT and research fellow at Columbia University's Biotechnical Engineering Department, you slattern. You know damn well that formula for self-warming eczema medication requires only two parts hydrocortisol and one part menthol, but you put in two parts because you love the taste, don't you? Fellow readers, for the past 3 months, myself and Meredith Baxter, my sweet Mary Bean, have been carrying out a torrid love affair that puts any Bunsen burner to shame. Many nights, we'd set the centrifuge to on, and then... I don't know why they lied. Set it to on. And then proceed to test out novelty suppositories or delve into some of the historical birth control devices that Meredith keeps locked away in the top drawer of her desk. I'm writing this letter because my beautiful Meredith has been avoiding my calls for the past 6 weeks, and ever since I stopped taking my antipsychotics, hasn't even been home. But love can conquer all, and it's going to conquer her with the surgical precision of a single-punch tablet press. Miss you and miss you and potato velociraptor. Your love drug, Squeege.
Thank you. Danielle Mandela, show us off. What's really the reason we brought you onto the show is for this segment.
I am well known and respected for my dirty letters.
For your dirty letters. Entrepreneur Magazine. Get it going.
All right. So it's Entrepreneur Magazine, so I had to take advantage of that. So mine is more of a sales pitch.
All right.
Dear esteemed editor of Entrepreneur Magazine, has this ever happened to you? You're in a long...
Uh-oh.
JoJo can't sit next to me. You're in a long-term relationship, and it's going great when all of a sudden your partner says that they're bored with you sexually, and they're considering looking outside of your couple for physical satisfaction. Oh, no! Don't worry. It happens to the best of us. But there is something you can do to save your love from the depths of sexual despair. Let me tell you a story about my friend. We'll call him John.
Whoa.
I wrote this before I met you.
Yeah, okay.
One day, John returned home to find a letter from his beloved. We'll call it a Dear John letter. It simply read, Dear John, I'm leaving you for other sex partners. There is nothing you can do to change my mind. Please don't try. Devastated, John coped as many of us would by turning to the internet to solve his most compelling interpersonal problems. And he came across my fail-safe, patented intimacy renewal system. Intrigued by what he found, he decided to follow these three easy steps outlined in the article. Step one, surprise. Don't underestimate the power of spontaneity to revitalize any relationship. Show up at your partner's place of business and show them your business. Step two, persistence. Quitters never win and winners never quit. Eliminate the word no from your vocabulary. Besides, it just means they're playing hard to get.
Oh, rape joke came from a girl. It's fine. It's funny.
Step three, drive. One surefire way to increase sexual drive in any red-blooded being with a pulse is to take a drive to a secluded location. For example, a long drive out to the countryside where the sounds of your passion will be lost among the stars in the night sky, and you can lose your inhibitions free of societal limitations. John followed these three simple steps and immediately had a restraining order placed on him. Which he violated soon after and was subsequently sentenced to 8 months in county jail. While in jail, John began a new and loving union with a pen pal assigned to him by the state. He now fears physical contact of any kind and has been happily married for 16 years. If you desire the comfort and security of a relationship like John's, order your copy of the Inmates Intimacy Renewal System today. Best regards, Tammy from Marketing.
Tammy. Great job. Jesse Jones. Mm. Louisiana Cooking.
Yeah. This went in a direction. Dear editors of Louisiana Cooking. Apostrophe. Cooking. For the purposes of this letter, I'm going to refer to myself as Kyle. The reason will soon be self-evident. If the fact that I'm writing about your November-December 2014 issue containing the backyard oyster roast feature isn't explanation enough. Looking to try something new at this year's Thanksgiving family reunion, I picked up your magazine. The oyster roast sounded like just the culinary experiment I was looking for. I also took your advice, and rather than buy my oysters individually, I made my purchase by the sack, as you suggested. Not knowing exactly how many would be appropriate, or that a burlap sack load wasn't necessarily a universal form of measurement, I apparently purchased more oysters than necessary for my party by a factor of 8. In addition, this being my first time dealing with oysters, I apparently undercooked my countless mollusks to such a degree that they remained largely raw, completely unaware of the raw oyster's reputation as a powerful aphrodisiac, a reputation to which I can now attest. The resulting interfamilial suck and fuck fest began slowly. A quick lustful glance here, an accidental brush of a knee there. It was something that none of us could ever have predicted, but once underway, it was also something that no one in attendance seemed interested in interrupting. Following that bodily fluid-soaked four-day weekend of unbridled, forbidden passions unleashed, our entire family realized that the choice before us was either abandoning this new life, which in such a short time had revealed itself to be what we'd apparently always silently yearned for, or continuing it somewhere more accepting of our newfound carnal appetites. Choice was an easy one, as we all immediately picked up and transplanted the newly tightened family to 12 acres of rural privacy in the Louisiana marsh. We are preparing now for the impending 9-month arrival of an onslaught of sister nieces' daughters, brother uncle sons, and as a result of one incredibly sexy cross-generational breakfast of leftovers, a great grandson who will be his own father's brother.
I'm trying to put it together.
I tried to work that out too. I'm not sure if it makes sense, but it might.
Can we put a diagram on the website?
We just wanted to write your fine magazine to thank you for unlocking this family's true passion and to inform you that if any of these children survive, we'll be naming at least one of them Louisiana Cookin'. Signed, future grandson, uncle son, cousin, father, Kyle.
That was Penthouse Letter to the Editor. This is Stab. This is our final prompt of the evening called Write an Angry Poem About It. Jojo Lewis, you were to write a poem about being murdered in your own home. Let's hear it.
Being murdered in my own home.
Yeah, a poem.
Here we go. I already know what it's going to be like. It's going to involve some kind of dick-shaped fish hook. I know that for certain. It's going to involve one of those billows things that blacksmiths use to heat their forges. And it's going to involve about 460 of those single-use plastic bags that seagulls eat. And an anus. Mine or the other person's, but an anus nonetheless. Fill in the blanks.
Thank you, Jojo. Thank you very much. Danielle Mandela, please have written a poem of how you would murder Jojo.
Not at all like he just described.
God, wouldn't it be amazing if it was?
Well, we'll see.
Magic.
So this one's called I Have an Alibi, So Don't Try to Pin This Shit on Me. Okay. It's a Shakespearean sonnet. Your jokes are not funny. Like whores, they've been had. Lacking in money. Your wardrobe is sad. The best part of you, it died long ago. No faith to renew, no hope left to sow. Accept now your fate as a man with pride, as JoJo the Late, who on this stage died. You have no control, I've poisoned your soul.
That was disturbingly accurate. We met literally like an hour ago.
I think what we should put on our website is just some sort of sonnet battle between the two of you from here on out.
Well, if you listen carefully, he kills himself in the end, so I didn't really do it. So if you have that hook-shaped dick with you,
hook-shaped
that's up to
dick
you.
Or dick-shaped hook?
Doesn't matter.
Both.
They'll both kill him.
Probably both, yeah. Wonderful. And Jesse Joan. You're the first of the Joneses.
Yeah.
let's hear a poem, an angry poem, about the first Thanksgiving.
Just completely disconnected from anything else.
I should have read all of them first.
Yeah.
Where it would have been like, hey, JoJo, being murdered in your home. Daniel Mandela, how you'd murder JoJo. Jesse, first Thanksgiving. Like, that would have got a laugh. Well, let's hear an angry poem about the first Thanksgiving.
Well, since I knew the other two were going to have some sort of fun connection,
yes.
And mine would be completely left out, you got what you deserve, and that's a Thanksgiving haiku.
Just like haven't you written enough Redskins ones at this point?
It does have a connection, yeah.
So meta.
Oh my god.
There's so many layers to this performance.
A haiku. You're going to finish it with a haiku.
Yeah.
All right.
Got these 22 hours ago. They're not all going to be gems.
23 hours ago.
Those are 21 and a half.
It's probably 12, actually.
But yeah, so first Thanksgiving haiku, so we can all go home. It's titled, No Good Deed Unpunished. That meal was lovely. Now, for dessert, please take a nice slice of smallpox.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Stab. One more time. JoJo Lewis Montemolo. Danielle, erotic story Mandela. And Jesse, fucking haiku at the end of the show. Jones. Stab is over.
We don't get to sell our stuff like the other people?
Oh, yeah. That's why I was...
I don't have anything
but
to sell.
Oh, wait. JoJo. Let's start with JoJo first. JoJo, do you have anything coming up? You have a Twitter account?
I have a Twitter account. You can find it at Bucky Gums.
Right.
BuckyGums. Bucky Gums. It's a thing. And I also do a weekly podcast.
That's right.
Called The Liquor Lamp Podcast, which is on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yeah. It's very good. It's very good. I was on it once. That one was good. Danielle Mandela, being that you don't have fucking Facebook, and it's impossible to reach you except through the snail mail of the internet, actual email.
Actual snail mail.
Actual
actually.
Email. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
What other?
I have a Twitter.
Oh my god.
So if you don't have a lot to say to me,
that's a good idea.
That's how you can reach me.
Yeah.
It's at not that Mandela, because I know you've all been curious.
Yes.
There's two L's in my Mandela.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly alike. That's it.
All right, that's it?
Yeah.
All right. And Jesse Jones, what do you got going on still?
Not a damn thing.
All right. Well, that concludes Stab. Thank you guys for coming out to Stab. Please check us out at Stab Show on Twitter or stabforgold.com.